You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
When planning for retirement, it's important to put together a budget so that you know how much money you'll need on a monthly basis. The best way to find that number is to see what your current budget is. Do you know what your current expenses are? Many people will quickly total up their phone, grocery, and a couple of other bills, but will often forget to include expenses such as repairs, out-of-pocket health costs, and treating yourself at a nice restaurant every now and then. Now, when putting together a retirement budget, there are some things that you may not realize need to be taken into account. These include health costs that will not be covered by Medicare or Medicaid. Any transportation expenses also need to be taken into consideration, as well as debt and interest associated with it. It's also wise to remember that the cost of living may change in retirement, but it won't go away. So, for professional guidance in preparing your retirement budget, contact your local trusted coach.
Kit Fitzsimmons here, and as always, it's time to check in with our local financial coach, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, based right there in Hickory Hills. If you're in the Chicago area and need help taking a second look at your financial plan, or if you need to put one together to begin with, the number to call is 800-477-1135. John, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, Kip. How are you doing yourself?
I'm doing fine. Now, I thought we'd start off by talking about dream retirements. Now, everyone has their dream retirement. Mine is actually heading off to Ireland. My family has distant history back, way back, and actually has a castle that supposedly has our name on it somewhere. Now, I'm sure you've given a lot of thought to what you're looking forward to, right?
Well, I grew up in Ireland, so we go there quite a bit, so I'll have to look up that castle for you. So, yeah, but everybody's got goals when it comes to retirement, obviously. I mean, people have bucket lists, and try to get some things off the bucket list is always, like I said, some things is traveling for people. Some things is maybe moving out of state, getting maybe downsizing and doing things with the children, grandkids. Again, everybody's situation is different. So look what people or listeners are wanting to do, and let's try to put a plan in place.
Absolutely. Now, we often talk about putting a plan together about being ready for retirement down the road, but today I thought we could focus on folks who are in retirement right now. They have their assets set down where they want them or where they think they want them. They've saved up, they've started taking Social Security, and they're finally reaping the benefits of retirement. Now, is this a happy ending roll credit situation?
Everybody said should have their goals. I mean, a lot of people who are in retirement right now, they're probably working with a planner, working with an advisor, have their stuff set up. They might have their Social Security income started, the pensions are started, or they're getting ready to do so. Also, they probably have, like I said, their 401ks, IRAs. They have their income sources put in place. So, you know, when we talk about, you know, what benefits they are and actually getting to enjoy the money that they've worked 30, 40 years for, now they're going to be out there basically spending it, and hopefully they don't outlive it. I mean, that's the number one thing we see with clients today, and the number one concern they have is not outliving their money.
Absolutely. You do not want to outlive your money. That's one of the problems we're seeing more and more these days with folks living longer. Longevity is a wonderful thing, but you need to make sure that it's part of your plan, that you know you are not going to outlive your money. Now, when folks are coming in and taking a look at what their plan has said and where they now currently stand with maybe needing long-term care, maybe having emergencies come up, do you see a lot of course corrections that retirees need to be making?
Well, we see that all the time, Kip. I mean, people go into retirement with a plan in place. They think they're going to be able to sit down and enjoy their golden years. You know, nothing is going to happen. But obviously, we see in life, I mean, we get a curveball. One of the biggest things we see, obviously, is long-term care. And we had a client that came in there with us a few months ago. We have a plan in place. They had a plan in place. We're going to spend some time traveling. And all of a sudden, the husband had a massive stroke. So where he had to go into a nursing home. So now their total plans are up in the air. Thank God. I mean, we had a long-term care in place for him, long-term care plan in place for him. And that is able to hopefully, you know, keep the burden off the spouse at home. You know, we have a nice plan where it's going to pay them to $7,000 a month for her out of pocket is actually only going to be like $200 right now. where if we didn't have that taken care of for her, she'd be probably losing the house in about a year, year and a half. So it is a big concern for our listeners. I mean, obviously things happen, you know. I mean, this thing called life always gets in the way. So it's just a matter of, you know, making sure all your ducks are in order and make sure you have, you know, alternative plans if something does happen.
Absolutely. Now, if you need any help putting a plan together or getting that second set of eyes on your plan, you can always call John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. Today is the day to pick up the phone and call 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135 to check in. Now, we often talk about meeting with your advisor at least once a year, but is that just a quick check-in or is there more to it? How often should folks be looking to do a full review of their portfolios?
Well, we do it with our listeners and with our clients here, Kip, every single year. So it just depends on, you know, where they're at in the retirement game. Are they coming close to retirement? Do we need to tweak some things? Do we need to move things around? You know, for generally, it's just a review, making sure their plans are in place, maybe changing some of their options, what we have set up for them. I mean, because everything we do here, there's different, obviously, choices where they can put their money. So it's just a matter of, do they need more income? Do they need less income? Do we got to set up RMD distributions? I mean, that's what we're doing right now quite a bit this month, is setting our clients up for their required minimum distributions from their IRAs. You know, whether they need it or not, if they don't take it, there's a 50% IRS penalty. So we definitely don't want that to happen. So, yeah, so is just getting everything in order, making sure the reviews are in order. We generally do it once a year. Some people are real simple. They don't need to do much. You know, they're on autopilot, but some people are a little bit more involved. So it just depends on what clients are looking for.
And as we're heading into the end of the year, there's a lot of things that need to get fit in that people may have pushed off until December. So make sure that you are getting in, getting the process started, so you are not left out in the cold as you're preparing for taxes in 2017, right?
Absolutely. I mean, get ahead of the game. Let's get a plan in order, get in, sit down, and let's get everything done.
Well, the number is 800-477-1135. Give John Kelly a call today and sit down for that initial consultation. And this is a perfect opportunity for folks to give you a call because you do keep spaces open on your calendar specifically for radio listeners. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kip. I mean, with our seminars, we've had 4 seminars this month around the Chicagoland area, so we're quite busy this month. But obviously, anybody who calls from the radio, we come on in, we'll do a complete income plan analysis for you. We'll sit down, do a Social Security maximization report. We give all our clients, when they come in, a copy of Patrick Kelly's free book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And then for any of our clients, obviously, who come on board with over $250,000, we provide them with our legal counsel here. They provide them with a will and a power of attorney for financial and health care. And if they come in with over $500,000, we set them up on a family living trust. So definitely want to try to avoid probate at all costs for our listeners.
Absolutely. That number is 800-477-1135. Make sure that you are ready. Make sure that you are thinking through all the pieces of your retirement. If you're worried that you may have left something out or that your current advisor may have left something out that you really need to be addressing, then get that second opinion to get that double check on your plan. The number again, 800-477-1135. Today is the day to give John Kelly a call and set up that initial consultation. Sit down with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, and start building a retirement plan. Or get a second set of eyes on your existing plan. No obligation, absolutely free. The number again, 800-477-1135. And we'll be back with more from John Kelly in just a few minutes. Stay with us. You're listening to the Financial Safari.
You're listening to the Financial Safari News Network.
Roth conversions can be beneficial. They allow investors to pay taxes up front, presumably at a lower tax rate, and then enjoy their IRA later on, tax-free. However, whether a Roth conversion is appropriate for any particular portfolio has to be thoroughly analyzed. The age of the investor contemplating a Roth conversion is important, as is the idea that taxes may go up in the future. Further, because taxes must be paid at the time of the conversion to a Roth, there is a significant current tax liability. Experts generally recommend the Roth conversion only if the investor can pay the tax liability with money outside the IRA, and if the money used to pay those taxes can be recovered within 2 to 3 years. If you'd like to see if a Roth conversion may be beneficial for your portfolio, you'll need to connect with a local trusted financial coach.